Jeremy Stanton.
Good evening. Right, talking about the subject of Shemona Esrei, about reading Shemona Esrei, davening Shemona Esrei. Right, let's start off. Start off with the simple idea, which may get the point across that I'm trying to get across, which is, how long does it take to say Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos?
2 minutes.
You think 2 minutes?
1 minute.
1 minute. I'll tell you, it should take exactly 1.5 minutes. And the reason is because it's Mizmor Tzadi Beis, the 92nd psalm. All right? The point about this joke is simply that we have to say, we're talking about Shemona Esrei. We're told that davening Shemona Esrei has one Chumrah over Kriyas Shema. Kriyas Shema is Doraisa and Davening Shemona Esrei is Drabonon. Kriyas Shema is a din Doraisa over Shachmacho Kumecha to say it twice a day. Whereas reading the Shemona Esrei, well, Shemona Esrei, it's a tefillah. But we're told in literal words that saying Shemona Esrei is standing before a melech. And it says clearly that Shema is not standing before a melech. The way one dresses, if you've got nothing else to wear, as long as your lower half is covered, you can say Kriya Shema. But to say Shemona Esrei, your top half has to be covered as well. Because in Shemona Esrei, you're standing in front of a melech, and you wouldn't stand in front of a melech naked down to the waist. So literally, you can say Kriya Shema and have to say Kriya Shema with only swimming trunks on. But if all you've got is swimming trunks, you can't say the Amida. So the point is we're talking to a melech. Now, with respect, there's a Queen of England. In my lifetime, there hasn't been a King of England. The last King of England died in 1952. And the concept of a melech to Chazal is a bit different to a melech nowadays. There are places in the world where there is the equivalent of a melech. Maybe the late Pol Pot, Cambodia. Maybe you did have people who were on the level of melech in the sense of the fear you have of such a person. I would like to give a modern moshel. Standing or sitting in front of a bank manager. The idea of, you have to say something to this bank manager. You have to be simple, sincere, serious. The man is there. He has the availability to give you the money, but he will only do so if he realizes this is in his interest. If he does not realize that you are serious about what you're saying and you are practical about what you're saying, then he will not give you the money. So consequently, if you feel you're going to speak to the bank manager about lending you a sum of money, you're not playing games. You're saying the words, you mean what you say it clearly, and you hope you can persuade the man, you won't make any mistakes. Now, Rabbeinu Shalom, you've got a certain advantage, because the Rabbeinu Shalom, even if you made a mistake, he could still give you what you want, because he knows you're genuine. The Rabbeinu Shalom sees the heart. The bank manager doesn't see the heart. The bank manager may be slightly confused by what you've said and say, well, if that's what he means, I can't give him the money. The Rabbeinu Shalom will know that. But you've got to treat the Rabbeinu Shalom with at least as much the same respect as you treat a bank manager. At least. So therefore, we talk about speaking to the Rabbeinu Shalom in Shemona Esrei 3 times a day, as well as the 4th time on Shabbos, where the only thing we are asking for in Musaf is that the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt. That's what we're asking, not for our personal needs, but for the needs of Klal Yisrael. And in Yom Kippur, because of the Kedushas Hayom, we have Ne'ilah, which is the 5th Shemona Esrei. But to take the main Shemona Esreis that we are saying, and the din is to say them and mean what you say. I do know I have been living in this wonderful world, Baruch Hashem, for many years, Baruch Hashem, many years longer, and I do know the way people daven. I know the way people don't daven. I know the way. I watched a couple of days ago a 14-year-old boy taking the omud in a particular shul. I don't blame the boy in the slightest. It was disgusting what he was doing, but he wasn't trying to be disgusting. He had the respect. He had the respect. This 14-year-old boy was not doing anything that he felt was in any way wrong. He was just doing what he felt he had to do, which was to go as fast as he possibly could. He was normal. Absolutely normal. But maybe, look, if I'm talking to people who understandably, when it comes to Shacharis every morning, they've got something to do straight after Shacharis. Breakfast and work. I do understand that. Equally, I understand that Mincha, especially this time of the year, is in the middle of the day, and we're in a hurry to get back to whatever we were doing. This is normal. And Maariv, well, Maariv then should be the time when, you know, you are a bit more relaxed, but maybe you're exhausted and you want to go to bed. Who knows? But that's Maariv. Nevertheless, we've got a din, Shulchan Aruch, about saying the words and meaning what one says. Well, there's no chazor shasha. I mean, in Maariv, there's no chazor shasha. Anyway, but anyway, we're talking specifically. So I'm saying, if I'm talking to a chazan about Grub Chazonim, I would probably speak slightly differently to talking to people saying their own Amidah. Right? It would be slightly different for Chazar Sashats. Slightly different. Right? For them, it's just a question of saying the words that people should hear the words and say Amen. Right? I don't think it's that as important, because Chazar Sashats was instituted for one specific reason, because not everybody in the Kehillah could say the words. They couldn't all daven. And besides, tefillahs weren't written down in those days. You had to learn it by heart. So, quite simply, imagine we took the whole of Machzik Adas and we said to them, right, no Sidurim today, we're all going to daven the Amidah Baal Peh. And if you don't feel happy with that, the Chazan will say it aloud for all of you. I'm pretty sure the people will be very happy listening to the Chazan rather than being forced to say Shemona Esra by heart. Right? Of course, we all can do it. But if you're forced to do it, you've got no alternative. You've got to do it by heart. There's no sinner to read out of. You'd probably be a bit more reticent about it. So when it comes to Shemona Esra, I have thought, and I haven't yet got as far as brave enough to go and challenge anybody about it, and in the same way as I tell people that I cannot believe that Kriyas Shema can be said in less than 1.5 minutes, I also do not begin to believe that Shemona Esra can be said in less than 3 minutes. I am happy to offer £100 to anybody who can go from the beginning to the end of Shemona Esra in less than in 3 minutes or less. Yeah? I mean that, and I can hear every word, and I'm allowed to stop and correct every single word I see here as being said wrongly. I can't... Pardon? Dikduk is not something I made up in my spare time. Dikduk actually is written down by some very great holy people. It's not a game I made up. Come on, let's go. See, how do you do this word? Wrong! You didn't keep the rules. I made the rules. I didn't make the rules. Right? So it's all about saying the words. Pronouncing them. And halavai, the next thing is to understand. Okay, you can be Yotze Kriya Shema. You can be Yotz or Kriya Shema, you've got to know the first possible. Shema Baruch Shem. You're not Yotz if you don't know what Shema Baruch Shem are talking about. You can say the rest of Shema without understanding it. Shemona Esra Lechat Chilo, you certainly have to know the meaning of the first Baruch, till Mogen Avrom. Right? And not only know what it means, but think about what it means while you're saying it. That is 100% Lechat Chilo. One has to do that. And what about the rest? Well, okay. Let us understand that a 13-year-old boy may not know the meaning of every word in Shemona Esra. And possibly at 14 he won't know it either, and probably a 15-year-old. But wait a minute. If the reason he doesn't know it at 14 is because he didn't need to know it at 13, then that will never change in his whole life. He won't know it at 15 because he didn't need to know it at 14. And when he gets to 95, he won't know it because he didn't need to know it when he was 94. Unless something comes along to say, somewhere in one's life, one should make some effort to understand the meaning of the whole of one's davening. Yes, in an ideal world, that would mean by the age of 13, we would all know every word of davening and understand it and be able to daven perfectly. Right? Let's face it, I couldn't do it when I was 13. I'm not telling you anything, I'm different to anyone else. But just simply to pick it up bit by bit. I tell people, I've had the zechus to teach a lot of Baalei Teshuva over the years. And I have this wonderful feeling sometimes with these Baalei Teshuva, people who did not daven a word till they were in their 20s. They just weren't brought up to do it. They were born Jewish, like I was born Jewish. But a bit of a difference is, Baruch Hashem, I was sent to a Jewish school and my parents did these things. That's a bit of a difference. And Baruch Hashem, these people weren't. But believe it or not, I know one particular man, he's now in his late 40s, he's been davening for about 15 to 20 years. And he davens phenomenally well. He takes every word seriously, what he's doing. He doesn't take it stupidly. I'll tell you what stupidly means. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu. And it's stupid. It means Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Elokeinu. That's what I mean by seriously. He davens, straightforward, not trying to convince anybody, not trying to show off in any way, just simply because these words have to be said and these words have to be understood and these words have to be meant. Yeah? It doesn't need to be done with everybody else watching me. But that's davening. So therefore, we talk about reading Shemona Esra, to be able to read the words right, quietly, enough that one can say it oneself, and understand what the words mean while you're saying it. Now, I appreciate that when you're in a minyan where they are davening at speed, it's very hard to do it and keep up with a minyan. But then, the good thing about Chazoras HaShatz, I'll tell you this, the very good thing about Chazoras HaShatz is that it doubles the length of your own private Amidah. You don't have to listen to Chazoras HaShatz. As long as there are 9 people in the shul, you don't need to be one of the 9 people. I'm rarely, very rarely, the only time I ever listen to Chazoras HaShatz is when I daven for the Omud. I daven for the Omud on average probably once or less a year. Baruch Hashem, I rarely get asked because I've been told I don't want to. Right? On days in which I have Yotzat, I don't daven for the Omud. It's simpler not to. It's much simpler not to. Last time I found myself davening for the Omud on the Yotzeit, I stopped before Yishtabach. Because when I was saying Oz Yoshe, everybody was absolutely silent. I couldn't take it. I couldn't tell you. The whole shul was standing there silently while I was saying Oz Yoshe. I couldn't. I just walked away at Yishtabach and told the motion to the cub, I get somebody else. I can't do it. Pardon? They weren't listening to me. I wasn't doing it aloud. But I just couldn't say the words because there was total silence in the place. It frightened me. So as I said, the only time I daven for the Om, believe it or not, is when I'm asked to daven on Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur, nobody's in a hurry to get anywhere. Right? That's the honest truth. Simplest way to do things. And people have asked me, how should they daven for the Om? What should they do? How, you know, where are they up to? What are they meant to be doing? And I tell people what they can and what they can't do, what needs to be done. You know, the trouble is when you daven for the Om, you've got to fit in. You've got to say all the words. When you're davening on your own, I've got people who've asked me their Aveilim, and they want to know, on one hand they've got to say Kaddish, and on the other hand, how do they fit in? They try to daven properly. And the year of Avelus, they can't daven properly. Literally, people cannot daven properly for a whole year of Avelus because they've got to say Kaddish. Either they're saying Kaddish from the Omud, which makes it even worse, or they're saying Kaddish from their place, and makes it very difficult, because how do they fit in? Get up to Kaddish at the right time. And I've told them, the Dinis, one can say Kaddish in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra. So a question of how to do it. It's not easy. I've told people many times, what you've got to leave out. Leave all this out, and this out, and this out. Just say this, and say the words properly. So with the Shema, certainly, say the words of Shema, the 3 paragraphs of the Shema properly. But you've got to say the brachos of the Shema. From Baruch Hu to the end of the Amidah, you've got to say everything. There's no exception. You can't get off anything from Baruch Hu to the end of the Amidah. So, but leave out Pesukah de Zimra, most of it. Leave it all out. Just say Baruch Shema Asher Yishtabach. So getting back to the Amidah, which I can talk about in more detail, but just taking the words as the words are, first rule is that at whatever speed you can do it, make sure you know the meaning of each word of the Amidah. When I say word, I mean phrase. There are I don't want to be nasty about anything, but the interlinear, which is basically translating words, well, you can't translate words in Hebrew from any language to any language. You can't translate words. You can only translate phrases. Because you take the word as it is. Take Vayomer Moshe. Vayomer Moshe, Vayomer means and he said. Moshe means Moshe, so Vayomer Moshe, and he said, Moshe. Okay, so somebody said Moshe. But that's not what it means. It means that Moshe said. So you can't translate the words, you have to translate the whole phrase. Vayomer Moshe, when it comes together, means and Moshe said. That's how you translate the words. So you've got to be familiar. So if you have a siddur, the Masorah siddur has got phrase by phrase by phrase. Everything's in a phrase. So if you get to a stage of knowing, this is how one should be by any stage in life, knowing basically the whole of davening by heart, and that way you should look at each phrase, so look at the English, say the Hebrew, look at the English, say the Hebrew, and if you actually know it by heart, then you can actually say the Hebrew while looking at the English. I regularly daven personally from the Hirsch Siddur, which I use. And for the Shemona Esra, I am reading the English while saying the Hebrew. I know the Hebrew Baal Peh, so literally I'm looking at the English while saying the Hebrew. And that way I'm thinking about the meaning of each word and each phrase while I'm saying it, which is the way to say Shemona Esra. Baruch Hashem, I don't have the sort of work. I'm Baruch Hashem, the work I do, the teaching I do, is at different times of the day that I don't have a problem with Shachas, Mincha, and Maariv. I can fit it in when I need to fit it in. I'm not one of the people. I'm very grateful to the Rebbe Shalom that I do not have to be at place A at 9 o'clock every morning, which means I've got to fit in with the minyan, because what am I going to do if I don't fit in? I go to a minyan for whatever I can get out of the minyan, not because I have to fit in with it. Baruch Hashem. Everybody's different. So to be able to say Shemona Esra in such a way that you're looking at, either you know the words and you're saying the words and looking at the English, or whatever language you're familiar in. If you're in French is better than English, then you've got to use a French siddur. Because that's the way to think about what the words mean. It's a straightforward halacha of saying every word of the Amidah and understanding and feeling what the word means. To feel the meaning of the word as you say it. So there's a little chart that has on it, and it says, say each word clearly. I would have brought it along. I didn't have it with me. What does it say? Mean what you say. Basically, the idea of just simply each word, realizing what the word means. And I'm not talking about great explanations. If you want to learn great explanations, wonderful. But the basic thing is to understand the meaning of the words as you say them. So, same as I said for Shema, that one should say the Shema word by word, phrase by phrase, and understand each word as you're saying it. And the same thing with the Shemona Esra. Start off with the first bracha. Spend a month working on just the first bracha to be able to look at the words and meaning each word as you say it, saying it properly, and meaning the words of the first bracha. Because that is the most important bracha of every single Shemona Esra we say. Every single one starts with the same first bracha. Yes, difference between Zochreinu L'chaim is we've put in 10 days of the year. But otherwise, the first bracha is exactly the same. And just say through the words. Just think, look what the words mean. Every time you say it, it's not difficult. But it improves your own amidah. The whole world will not watch you. Nobody's going to see that you're doing it. But you're going to find that you're doing the amidah far better than you've ever done before. And once you've got spent a month working on the first bracha, then work on the second bracha. Literally one by one, so that with each bracha you can say the bracha slowly, and think about what the words mean, and realize if you're davening in a shul, you've got till the chazan gets up to bashalom to say your whole amidah without losing any time. Just stop for kedusha. Yeah? You're saying the amidah, and the chazan gets up to kedusha, so you've got to listen to kodosh, 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 Hashem Tzavakos, and to baruch kvod Hashem in mekomo, then you carry on. That's all, and that includes Shabbos, that includes Yom Tov, no difference. You don't need to listen to the rest. You're saying the Amidah, he's saying him singing him Komachor, you don't have to listen to him singing him Komachor. You can carry on your Amidah. You've heard Shkodosh and Baruch Shei, and Baruch Kvar Hashem Kama. I'll continue, Mr. Shush.
Let's see. Melech Oida Mishir Mogen is those four words.
Yes.
Now, you said it before.